kemi na turanga ken marama darbo ken wana lewa ke kemi ni rangone ni ko enda ba mi binaka ni raon ni ke robitala noa wateki na ndua na marama e tukunoko ako na marama mai Yugoslavia e wateki tiko I Sarne ka se masara tiko I viti na edhana o Diana Green ka ke robitala noa tiko mbaleta ni sama indikite ke oko ya me presidenti ka wunibola talanga ni Nandi Eels Rugby League Club. Auna mina kata de rawa ni na wakumadhala taka o koe wikenda na wika membaleti koe ka pakata laki na membaleta na isong songongo. Mbula minaka, Diana.
Mbula minaka, Te Paula.
First of all, I'd like you to introduce yourself to the listeners and also to introduce the Nandi Eels Rugby League Club.
Okay, vinaka. So my name is Diana Green. I'm from Sydney, Australia, and I've been involved with the Nandi Eels Rugby Club now for the last 2 years. I found the Nandi Eels through the Parramatta Eels in Sydney. I was working with the Parramatta Eels, and when I explained to them that the Nandi Eels were in Fiji, they asked me to go and find them and meet with them. So I did that. I found the president of the club at the time. His name is Waisea Tokikawiro. I met with him and introduced myself from the Parramatta Eels, and we started to meet on a regular basis. From there, the club asked me to be their business development director, and I was the bridge between Parramatta Eels and the Nandi Eels. And I started to help the club grow their business plans, start opening their minds to be able to get more players on board, to continue to develop the players and to introduce them abroad, get the players to come over to Australia and play. So we've been working hard on that, getting some fantastic support from Parramatta Eels. Parramatta Eels have really been helpful. They've also sent us a lot of jerseys from Australia. They've sent us balls. They've sent us people over as well. And we've been organising a lot of clinics. Our number one goal is to develop our players to get them ready to come abroad to support them so they can support their families. Early this year, I was asked to be the president of the club, which I was very proud to be asked, and I accepted. And since I've started to provide greater leadership for the Nandi Eels Rugby League Club, I wanted to be able to make a difference. And when I started to think about the club and where we're at and where we need to go, I decided that I really need to invest some money into this business, into the club like a business. So I've made a personal goal to raise $100,000 to be able to put it into the Nandi Eels for us to get a football field, to be able to buy a gym, to be able to buy all the training gear, and to be able to give our players the best development, the best coaches, provide the best clinics. So we are building a team of professionals that can be chosen to play anywhere in the world. And we've started to work on these programs. And, you know, we're very proud of what we're doing, and we just want to maintain the club to be the best in Nandi. We want to have the most professional team. We want to be the most disciplined, and we want the club to grow our members, to be able to buy a business for the Nandi Eels so it can be self-sustainable, so we can continue to raise money in our club, and we want to attract the best players that we possibly can. So, Te Paula, that is our plan, that is our goal, and we're starting by having a fundraiser on the 17th of September at Parramatta Leagues Club. We're making it a big event and making it as fun as possible so we can draw a crowd of 300 people to help us raise the $100,000.
Oh, thank you very much for that explanation, Diana. I think a lot of people who are listening in today would like you to take us back to Nandi. Mm-hmm. And whereabouts in Nandi is this where you meet?
Okay, well, we have an executive team, and the executive team live throughout Nandi. Some are from Lotoka, and most are in Nandi. But our guys, we play at Mount St. Mary Ground, That's our home ground where we play, and sometimes we play away, and it might mean that we travel to Suva or we travel to Lakoka, but that's generally where we play. And at the moment, we're training at the CAF compound at Natali, and that's where our boys meet every day. Our boys train 6 days a week. We have a senior coach. He's fantastic. His name is Penny, and he comes after work every day, travels from Lakoka to Natali to train our guys, and he trains them for an hour and a half every day.
And the gym and all the stuff that you want to buy now is for the team in Fiji?
Yes, correct. We want to provide our players, you know, the equipment and the best training that they can have. So the plans that we have is to actually get ourselves a small office, and with that office, a gym, where we can have that for our players, but we would also like to run that locally so we can have the locals use the gym and turn that into a small business. Then the profit that we make from that business can sustain the club and keep the club running. You know, the club has a running cost every month, and before I joined the club, the members and were working quite hard to find sponsors to sponsor them every year. They were doing their own fundraisers. And every year they managed. It took a lot of effort, a lot of work, but they managed to get enough money to carry the cost to buy some drinks for the boys, to pay for their costs when they're travelling on the bus, and maybe sometimes even buy them some fruit and sandwiches. And I could see how tough they were doing it. So what we want to do is we want to have enough funds that we're self-sustainable. And most recently we've unfortunately had an injury. Now, previously, our players need to pay for their own expenses if they end up with broken ribs or a broken arm in hospital. And, you know, the executive and I think that's pretty unfair. They're playing hard. They're trying so hard to win as a team, win for the club. And if they get hurt, it's at their expense. So, you know, we've been paying for that. We've just had one of our boys recently, Maker, being selected for the Fiji Bati, and he's heading off to play against Tonga and play against Canada. And, you know, not all of our guys work. So they get these opportunities. They can't afford to get a passport. They can't afford to pay for their trip. So it's something that we're covering those costs now. You know, so we have to support our players. But if you look at our bank account, we have nothing there. So we have a very generous sponsor, Classic Bus. Last year they sponsored us. And this year again, the CEO and owner, Anand, he sponsored us. So that's been quite helpful. I've actually sponsored the club through my business as well. And, you know, this year we've got more money in the account than we've had before. But, again, our monthly running costs are at least $200, $250. We have to buy the straps every week. We have our coach's wife, Lisa, who washes our clothing for us. We have to buy the detergent. So it all adds up. And if you don't have money in your bank account, it makes it very hard. So, you know, what I want to do to make a difference for our guys is to make sure that we cover the costs, we look after our boys, and we, you know, develop them to the state that they're ready to move on. And it, for us, it's not just about the money. Like, of course, any business needs to be run. You need money. But for us, you know, for me, to be with these young guys, we have an under-18 team, we have a reserve team, and we have a Premier League team. All their dreams are to be football stars. All of their dreams are to go abroad. And every one of them have the biggest hearts, and all they want to do is support their family. So for me to be in a position to help this happen, for their dreams to be fulfilled, nothing makes me happier. And I know all of our executive work so hard. Waisaya started this club, you know, took on the club from 2008 and has worked tirelessly. Penny's come on board as our coach. He, you know, makes sure that he plans his work shift around the commitment to the club. His wife, his five kids come every Saturday, and they're there all day from sun up to sundown. So our commitment is great, but for us to go anywhere, we need to build the funds in our account. And that's what that is our next goal. We've identified we have some star players. We get asked often to send our players abroad. And we don't make that decision lightly. We give that a lot of consideration, making sure that it's the right thing for our player, for their families, but also for the club. and we want to make sure that they're going to be safe and that they are going to be looked after. We don't want to send them somewhere. For example, there's opportunity at the moment for some of our players to come to Sydney to play just outside of Sydney. And, you know, we're not just going to send them and say, great, this opportunity has come. We need to make sure that they can come and live here. They can either continue to work or go to school, and they'll be supported here. We don't want them to end up getting lost and miss home and get themselves into trouble. So, you know, we're one big family. We look after each other. We're all there to support one another. And, you know, whatever decision we make, it has to be the right decision for everybody.
So tell us about this fundraising that you're going to have.
Yes, the fundraising, very generous of the Parramatta Eels Club, again, to allow us to use the auditorium. They've given us their room, which is allowed to permit 300 people. It's the address is 1 Eels Place, Parramatta. I think everybody knows where the Parramatta Leagues Club is. It's walking distance from the train station, and, or you can park just outside of the building. The club is actually renovating at the moment, and there's not much parking inside. But we have an entertainer coming. We have some live music. We are actually having some of our executives come from Fiji, and they are going to be doing a meke for us. So they're already rehearsing now, trying to do a Sydney-style meke. We're going to have an MC who's a well-known entertainer. He's going to be running the night, and we're going to be hosting live auction. We've got a lot of stuff to be selling. We're even going to get the 2016 Fiji jersey, and the Rio team that have been chosen for the squad are actually signing the jersey. We have a football and we have a cap that we are going to frame, and we're going to be auctioning on the night. We're going to have silent auction. We're actually running a raffle, and the raffle, the first prize is going to be 5 nights accommodation paid for in Fiji at Port Denarau with 2 return airfares for adults. So that's our first prize, and we'll be selling those tickets before the event and on the actual night. And we're going to have lucky door prizes so people can walk away with some great gifts, and we're also going to be playing some games on the night. We're actually trying to get all the NRL Fiji players in Sydney to come to the event, where we've even got an agent talking to Semi and Jared Hayne to invite them along. So I'm not promising anything, but we are trying our best to get them there, and I'm sure Jared and Semi would very much support this cause. Semi does know about the Nandi Eels, so I'm sure he'll be quite supportive. We've decided to do a 3-course meal, so it'll be an entree, main and dessert, a very nice meal indeed. Tickets are $110 per person. That includes the meal. Drinks you'll have to pay additional to that, which will be at club prices, so they won't be too expensive. And the night, we're opening the doors at 7 o'clock for a 7:30 start. We plan to finish at about 11:30. And you can wear your favourite football jersey, because it's obviously a football scene. And only 300 people can come. We'd love to have more, but the club is only allowing 300. So the first 300 in will get a ticket. You can actually buy the tickets online. You can go to, I'll spell it out, tinurl.com/Nandi Eels, and you can actually buy the tickets online for the event. Or you can contact me on 0401 700 391 and I can provide you the bank account details, or you can pay direct. So we're organising a fun night. We're going to have a kava ceremony. There'll be Fijian dancing, live entertainment, lots of prizes, lots of fun. So please join us. Come along. It's on Saturday the 17th of September. It's the first of the kind we've ever run in Sydney, and we know it's going to be a huge success because we're already drumming up so much interest. And depending on, you know, how successful it is, we might run something again next year. But this is definitely the first time this has ever been run. So please join us. We'll have a great night.
Okay, Deanna, we'll be following you closely, and we'll hear more about the Nandi Eels Rugby League Club in the near future.
Ninakawakalevo telopa. Okay. And to all the listeners, ninakawakalevo.